1310 KFKA presents Prep Softball. Here's Clark Johnson.
How are you? I just went back on the air. Oh, my gosh. Remy Ross is here today, folks. I thought we wouldn't see her again. Her sister's playing today. Sadie will be on the Eaton team today. Remy's getting ready to go to California, but online, I guess, so far early. Just saw her walking around in here, so that's good stuff. All right, let's get to it. Our pregame show, of course, here on KFKA, brought to you by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine. Let's morph over into that right now. We caught up with Dale Hughes, the head softball coach out at Eaton High School this past couple of weeks, talked to him about this year's squad, who very well could be number one by the time the rankings come out next week. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Well, here is the Dale Hughes interview.
Question leading it off, but let's talk about the team that you've got this year. Obviously, you lose a very talented outfielder in Remy Ross. Talk a little bit about what she meant to this program, and those are going to be some big shoes to fill.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's a once-in-my-lifetime talent, maybe, that I ever get an opportunity to coach a player with those kind of skills. And, you know, I've told some of our girls, you know, you're not here to replace Remy. You know, you just don't replace that. You just come in and play your game, and, well, you know, our game will change a little bit. And then you get a talent like that that can run like she does and steal bases and just get on base the way she does. And the defense she plays, it's just a whole different type of game. But, you know, we're not here to try to replace her. I mean, we're just going to continue on and with what we have and see where it goes from there, but it's definitely going to be missed.
Yeah, there's no doubt. She was fun to watch, even on the games that we were able to come out and broadcast. Just a special talent. But you've got some special talent. We're going to talk to a couple of your players later on, but you talk about speed. You know, Jenny Jarnigan is just ridiculous. What do you expect out of Jenny going into her senior year?
Well, senior year, I'm expecting, you know, she's always been a good leader, and she's got a lot of pop in her bat. We're hoping that we're working on being more patient and selective, waiting for more of her pitch to hit and not hit at, you know, pitcher's pitches, and moving her tighter up a little bit with her defense. But, you know, Jenny's pretty special.
Yeah, 52 RBI. She led the team last year. So looking for some big things. Is she going to slide up to that leadoff position, or is she going to be batting middle of the order?
Not really sure. The interesting thing with us losing our games with only going to 16, no league games, or all league games, no non-league.
Right.
So there's not a lot of room to experiment. So these practice sessions are going to be real important. My initial thought is I kind of like to leave her in that number two spot and, you know, where she's comfortable at. And then with some of the pop I have, you know, behind her, it's going to be hard to pitch around her with a couple other bats you've got coming behind her. So.
Talking with head coach of the Eaton Red softball team, Coach Dale Hughes. And, Coach, last year it seemed like you didn't have any problems scoring runs. Let's just call it how it is. You didn't have any problems at all. It seemed like the pitching staff was the area that lagged behind a little bit. What are you seeing in terms of pitching this year for your team?
Well, exactly. Last year's pitching, we got hurt a little bit. We had some nagging injuries between Jamie and Allie. They gutted it out the best they could do, and I understand that. They gave us all they had. Don Renner was in there pitching, never pitched before at the varsity level, did a great job for us, but that was an awful lot with the soreness, the arm injuries and shoulder injuries, and asking them to gut it out. Now, with that said, I'm really excited about my pitching this year. We've got some serious depth. We got a couple, three freshmen coming in this year who are all pitchers who can spin the ball. I'm really excited.
Yeah, normally, I mean, when you get freshman pitchers, this is something they've been doing for a while. And, I mean, it's pretty rare to find a high-caliber starting pitcher as a freshman. You say you've got three of them. I mean, how'd you luck into that?
You know, clean living and
oh, come on. Come on now. I was born at night, but not last night, Coach.
You know, 16 years, you figure something's going to break. I've had some really good pitchers over the years. You go back to the Franks and Kayla and Lauren and
right.
and Morgan, Carlberg. We've had some good pitching, but we never exactly had the depth in our offense. And we've had some really, like last year, we could really hit the ball, but our pitching depth was a little shy. And this year, I think we're going to be able to put it all together. So.
Well, I know we're looking forward to be able to broadcast these games as we go. And that kind of brings me to my next series of question here, Coach. What's the mood like with the team right now? I mean, is it overwhelmed of, okay, we're actually doing this. Is it, excitement? What's the mood? What's the feel of your team?
Well, I talked for almost 45 minutes before the practice started. And part of that at the end was our overall goal. And it's just a simple goal. We're not content where we've been lately. I mean, we've been getting close, but not getting over the hill. You know, we're not making it all the way up the mountaintop. And we're going to climb it, and we want to get there. And it starts here in practice. And it's hard to say it's the first day of practice, but I'll tell you, I see it in their eyes, the older ones especially.
So translation is that you're going to win a state title this year? Is that what you're calling your shot, Coach?
We hope, like I told the girls, I said, the deal here is, it's also about luck. You can have the best team. We had a really good team a few years ago. Thought we were going to be the state champs, and then a freak accident hits Lauren's finger, knocks her out of the game. Strasburg comes back, scores 5 runs, and we lose. So it's it's a lot about luck. So staying healthy is important, and that's why we do our pregame warmups. We make sure we stay healthy. Not to mention the COVID-19, that we stay healthy there and do everything we're supposed to. And then just get ourselves to the dance, and then we'll see what happens.
Well, Coach, I'm sure you've been paying attention to this, but the first rankings came out. You guys sit at number 2 behind the defending state champs, University Bulldogs. You feel like that's the right place for you as of now?
University High, they're the champs until somebody beats them. So they are number 1, without a doubt. And with the fact that I think they only graduated, 2 girls last year? They got their pitching back. They got, some of their best hitters. They're going to be tough. They deserve everything that they've gotten, and that's all where it's at. After that, Strasburg, us, Sterling. There's been a change of coaching out at Sterling, so we'll see how that works out. But Patriot League is just tough. There's 5 of us could, at any given day could beat the other, so.
Yeah, 5 of the top 6 teams in Class 3A are all Patriot League teams, and you almost had a clean sweep at the top 5, Lyman, just beating Sterling by 1 point in the preseason polls. You talk about a coaching change at University as well, with Chris Hutton taking over. I know that's a name synonymous with softball around Northern Colorado, but Coach, you kind of nailed it. Talk about the caliber. I mean, last year, it was an all-Patriot League semifinal with University, Strasburg, Brush, and Sterling. You guys get defeated by Brush in the quarterfinals, but the caliber of play is just ridiculous.
It is, and the coaching in this league is just, tremendous. And University High, having Rocky step down and picking up Chris, I don't think they're going to miss a beat. They're not going to miss a beat. They're going to be just as tough as ever. So, Sterling has now a new coach, but it's Kirk Smock, who's been there for a long time, and he's been in the program, and he knows what he's doing, and he's still got Michelle Woodard out at Strasburg. So, and you got Tom Odell out of Brush. It's just a really, really good league.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Coach, I can't tell you how happy I am that we just spent almost an entire segment and we only talked about COVID and uncertainty once or twice. Man, I am pumped. We're going to be out there broadcasting some of your games, but we're going to get to know your team a little bit better here. Tell me that you didn't give them like a prep talk about not giving any bulletin board material. I'm going to get some honest answers out of them, aren't I?
Well, I think we've already talked about how to talk to the media. So I have full confidence that they'll do a good job for you.
Well, good. So now you're going to be worried about the next guy. Talk a little bit about your assistant coach, and it's hard to call him an assistant. I mean, he does so much for you guys. Chad Shaw's going to join us next, but talk to us a little bit about Chad.
Well, when I did the introduction, first practice of the year, a lot of new faces, new players, got to introduce everybody. And when I get to Chad, this is my 17th year coaching softball here at Eaton, 16th as a head coach. And Chad's been with me for 15 of those 16 years. I'm sitting here doing this, watching Chad run the practice. Chad has taken so much, made my life so much easier. And the nice thing, he's in the school building. He has access to the girls during, breaks and lunch. communication. I think we do a very good with our communication with parents, and that's all through chat and in our website and kind of that stuff that I don't have to worry about.
Yeah,
we always said, Chad and I always had a thing that when one leaves, we're connected to the hip. So one leaves, the other one leaves. But 15 years later, we're still connected to the hip. So
Coach, do you want me to grill you a little bit more about these freshman pitchers, or do you want me to push Shaw in that area? Do you want me to push him a little bit, or do you want me to grill you?
You can ask anything you want.
Oh, okay, all right. So let's dive into these freshman pitchers, because like I said, it's hard to find high caliber pitchers. Can we get some names here? Who should we be looking for?
Well, we're starting off with what's her name? Sadie Ross.
Sadie Ross, is that one of those names out there?
Sadie is coming into us as a freshman this year. And I don't need to hide it. I mean, anybody who's been around the state of Colorado with softball knows she throws hard. She throws hard, harder than anybody I've ever had in my 16 years.
And if you are wondering, this is Remy's younger sister. She's one of those on there. But you talked about some depth you got going as well, so that's got to be very exciting for you.
Yeah, with Julia Meager coming in, she plays on an A team out of Denver South. She plays high level softball in the summertime, and she doesn't quite have the velocity. I mean, she's not far behind. She's not quite the velocity that Sadie has, but she can really spins the ball. And if you watch anything on ESPN and listen to Michelle Smith and any of those people talk about pitching, it's just as much about spinning and movement as it is pure velocity. And she can spin it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. I was lucky enough. I've seen Sadie Ross throw the softball a couple times. Looking forward to the rest of your crew. And I'll tell you what, if you can put the bats and the pitching together, it's going to be one very exciting year. Coach, thank you so much for your time. We'll let you get back out there and keep running practice. We'll talk with Coach Shaw here in just a couple minutes. But thank you so much for your time.
Hey, you bet.
All right, there is Dale Hughes, the head softball coach out at Eaton High School. 17 years with the program, 16 years as head coach. And he's had Chad Shaw next to him as the assistant for 15 of those 16 years as head coach. That's pretty good stuff. So the Reds and Platte Valley today are Preps Radio Game of the Week, brought to you by the Williams Agency, Williams Insurance Agency. Give Ron or Tara a call, 352-03-36. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Williams Agency a bunch today on our broadcast. We'll come back, folks. Continue with the Proactive Physical Therapy Sports Medicine pregame show. Players to Watch, presented by Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. That's next on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Pop quiz time. What is the best way to support Colorado's statewide economy? A. Order takeout. B. Buy new clothes. C. Stock up on booze. Or D. All of the above? Lucky for you, the answer is D, because when you get food, clothing, alcohol, and other goods and services from local small businesses, you're helping Colorado's economy recover from the pandemic. So trust the voice bot, start shopping locally, and visit rebootcolorado.com.
Is the fix in? That's what KFK investigators are asking when it comes to the whole show's Top Text Tuesday. For more, we go to KFK sports theorist, Gordon.
Thank you, Tom. Week after week, the smartest hooligans duke it out with the ultimate honor of winning Top Text Tuesday.
If K-Mac brings the heat today, then guess what? He gets his fourth Top Text Tuesday, and then he would be just running the show.
With scandal after scandal surrounding the sports world, rumor has it that the whole show's Top Text Tuesday may hold the interest of several outside influences. Find out for yourself by simply listening to the whole show 12 to 2 Monday through Friday. And if you dare, join the whole show text club by texting KFKA to 31996. So, while Top Text Tuesday is quickly becoming one of the most captivating entertainment segments in the United States of America, one can't help but wonder if we will soon uncover one of the biggest scandals in the history of sports and the world. The Whole Show with Brady Hull. Listen if you dare.
Serving Fort Collins and the surrounding area since 1980, AMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care has you covered. You can count on Don Scott and his staff to provide expert repair and service on your vehicle. AMCO's Total Car Care service comes with the best nationwide warranty in the business. From transmissions to brakes to regular maintenance, AMCO puts the care back into car care. Stop by Fort Collins AMCO or make your appointment online at AMCOColorado.com. AMCO of Fort Collins, proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
State Farm announces the Good Neighbor Relief Program. Our auto customers will receive, on average, a 25% credit for their premium between March 20th and May 31st. No policyholder action is needed. That's $2 billion in customer savings, because now more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Call State Farm agent Miranda Simpson at 970-223-7800 today to learn more.
The secret is out, and everyone is headed to the Tatanka Grill for authentic street tacos. Choose from steak, carnitas, or chili Colorado street tacos made in Tatanka Grill's full restaurant-style kitchen. Come pursue our fully made-from-scratch menu, and you'll see why people are raving about the Tatanka Grill. From the best burritos around to the all-new street tacos, you won't leave the Tatanka Grill disappointed. The Tatanka Grill at Kramer's Wedge Store in Kersey or the U Fillet in Greeley are eaten. It's street taco time, and you're invited to the Tatanka Grill.
In every home, office, or shop, there always seems to be that one area that's ice cold or flaming hot. Air Solutions in Greeley can take care of this problem. Air Solutions provides heating and cooling repair, replacement, maintenance, installation, and a seasonal safety inspection. Plus, they're available 24/7 for emergencies. Call Air Solutions at 970-356-7072 or schedule an appointment online at GreeleyHVACRepair.com.
Football season is almost here, and you won't miss anything thanks to Westwood One's coverage on KFKA. The quest for Super Bowl 55 begins on Thursday night, September 10th, when the Houston Texans square off against last year's champs, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Down the sideline, 25-20. Got a block at the 10. Cuts inside 5. He's in. What a run. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Hear the best games right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA, your football station.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Kersey, Colorado, as we continue with the Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine pregame show. And let's get to our players to watch, presented by Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. Miranda Simpson, State Farm, having someone local that is here has never been more important. Miranda Simpson is here and ready to help you with all of your insurance needs. She is your State Farm Insurance agent for the Fort Collins and Northern Colorado area. She's been a State Farm agent since 2012, has over 15 years' experience with State Farm. Give her a call today, 970-223-8700. It's Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance, and the players to watch for the Eaton Reds. We just jump on to a couple, and it's not hard to get to the freshman, Sadie Ross. Ross, so far on the season, let's go to the plate first, where she is 9 for 14 at the plate so far, 5 runs batted in, 5 extra base hits, including 4 doubles on the year. Plus, she's stolen 4 bases on the year. So it's about speed at the top of the order for the Eaton Reds, and she'll be on the hill today. Sadie Ross on the hill, in the circle, I should say. 3-0 so far, 2.00 earned run average, 14 innings, 13 hits, 3 walks. So that's about a 1.1 whip. Very, very handy with 19 Ks on the season. Also, take a look at the catcher. The battery today is the one that we're looking at here. The senior catcher, Yuritza Puente, struggling a little bit at the plate. It's hard to say that about somebody who's leading the club with 11 RBIs, but talking to Dale Hughes before the ball game, he said, yeah, she's finding some places to hit the ball, but the bat's coming. It's getting there. 7 for 16 is somebody that's struggling just a little bit. Yuritza Puente, she's looking. She's got some feelers in from Otera JC, so you got to take a look at that, but good stuff for her. Players to watch, presented by Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance for Platte Valley. Let's go to the freshman who will be on the hill, or in the circle again, I say. excuse me. Kate Hinojosa, the freshman, will be in the circle again. You have a freshman trying to make some impactful stuff. Remember, there's not a senior in the club here as far as ones who get Well, there's not a senior on the club, period. I was going to say it not as far as playing time goes, but no, Platte Valley, when we saw them on our opening broadcast of the year against Brush, they started six freshmen, so we'll find out exactly what they have out there today, no question about it. Sarai Lopez is the other one I want to look at. Third baseman, she's a junior. Look to leadership for her on this club. She's hitting .286 so far, a couple of runs driven in for the junior. Those are your players to watch, presented by Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. We'll come back with more of our proactive physical therapy and sports medicine pregame show in a moment. When we come back, we'll get to the starting lineups. And those, of course, presented our starting lineups by Buildings by Design. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Listen to Dan Patrick and Colin Cowherd on 1310 KFKA.
Be sure to tune in this weekend to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz, host and producer of this hour-long show. Every week, we cover fishing, we cover hunting, we cover the shooting sports, and we do it with you in mind. This is no ordinary hook and bullet show. This is America Outdoors Radio.
Every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 on Northern Colorado's home for news, sports, and talk, 1310 KFKA.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but first you gotta get there. And Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, two nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th, and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud, or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open to anyone that works or lives in Weldon or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
The secret is out, and everyone is headed to the Tatanka Grill for authentic street tacos. Choose from steak, carnitas, or chili Colorado street tacos made in Tatanka Grill's full restaurant-style kitchen. Come pursue our fully made-from-scratch menu, and you'll see why people are raving about the Tatanka Grill. From the best burritos around to the all-new street tacos, you won't leave the Tatanka Grill disappointed. The Tatanka Grill at Kramer's Wedge Store in Kersey or the U Fillet in Greeley are Eaton. It's street taco time, and you're invited to the Tatanka Grill.
What makes me the most proud, honestly, is the fact that I'm out here doing this. I work in new construction. I've been a Noble employee for 10 years now. Right now I'm working on this flow line project, standing in as a construction foreman. I jumped in with 2 feet and volunteered to be the foreman and supervise this project and these crews. And we've had zero incidents while we were out here, really good safety record.
A big part of what I spend my time on has been working on COGCC regulations. The regulations really help us produce oil and gas in a safe and responsible manner.
Noble does produce one of the cleanest barrels of oil. Noble goes above and beyond on a lot of our designs. They've taken a lot of steps to try to minimize the impact as much as possible.
It's really cool to be a part of an organization that cares so much about the community and giving back.
Noble really cares about their neighbors.
We're a Noble neighbor because we take care of the land that we're producing on.
As safe as possible, as environmentally conscious as possible.
We support other community involvement is really what defines Noble Energy.
These days, many folks have had more time to think about life, values, family, well-being, and trust. What about your agent? Does your agent provide you such virtues? Good question. The Brian White Agency of Farmers Insurance is fully prepared to serve all of Colorado. Brian White and team believe in honest advisement always coming first. Happy to meet in person or over the phone. Honesty, integrity, and trust are blessings in today's world. Come see what this team is all about for your insurance needs. 970-795-8011. 795-8011. That's 795-8011.
The Hall Show.
Being a coach in 2020 is not just wins and losses, is not just being a decent guy. The Black Lives Matter movement and how you handle coronavirus, how you handle those two things that are way more sensitive than a football game or a football team, is also how you'll be judged. So best of luck, coaches.
Tune into The Hall Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA. Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Kersey, Colorado. Continuing here with our proactive physical therapy pregame show. And let's get to our starting lineups. Those brought to you, of course, by Buildings by Design. Buildings by Design, Northern Northeastern Colorado's largest general contractor. They still give you that all-important personal feel, though. Travis Lefevre, Pat Walter, man, the elite general contracting company. That is Buildings by Design. Give them a call at 970-842-5837. That's 842-5837. It's Buildings by Design from inception to completion. That's right. It's Buildings by Design. All right, starting lineup for the Eaton Reds. Blake Duncan's going to lead off and play shortstop, the sophomore today. Emma Pinkstaff will bat second and play center field. She's a junior. Sadie Ross, the pitcher, the freshman, impactful freshman. Sister, of course, of Remy Ross, who we saw walking around in the ballpark a little bit earlier. She'll hit third. Jenny Jarnikin hits fourth. 52 ribbies last year. I mean, crazy stuff there. She's got a bunch again this year. Third baseman, the senior, hits in the four spot. Jamie Woody, first baseman, is a senior. She'll also do some pitching this year for the Reds. Yuritsa Puente, the catcher, the senior, who we said could be on her way to Otero Junior College when this is over. Brooke Beacom, the right fielder, is a junior. She hits seventh. Olivia Comer, the left fielder, is a junior also. She hits eighth. And Alexis Schmidt is the second baseman, a senior, for the Reds. She'll bat ninth. For the Platte Valley Broncos, their starting lineups brought to you by Buildings by Design. Riley Woods opens up and plays shortstop. Kate Hinojosa will bat second and pitch. Sarai Lopez hits third base. She's a junior. Miranda Farthing is a catcher. She's a freshman, so you've got a freshman catcher and a pitcher. Maisie Helzer is hitting fifth at first base. Sadie Lynch will bat sixth and play right field. She's a sophomore. J.C. Bernhardt, the sophomore second baseman, hits seventh. Neve Hopkins is in center field, a freshman, and Haley Albright in the left fielder, batting ninth, and she is a sophomore. All right, we're going to buck away here for a second. We'll come back. We'll have the anthem and the starting lineups here on the field while we're gone. So we'll come back for the first pitch. Our first pitch brought to you by Mitchell's Flooring. And from countertops to almost any type of flooring you need, Mitchell's Flooring Design, they've been doing it since 1968. Give them a call at 352-7251 or stop by on the corner of 37th and 35th Avenue in Evans. It is Mitchell's Flooring. We're back with that Mitchell's Flooring first pitch in about 4 or 5 minutes right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
NOCO's home for the Rockies is 1310 KFKA.
Now at A&W, hand-breaded chicken tender baskets. Your choice of classic tenders or sliders served with fries and slaw. Try them with our signature spicy papa sauce. Hand-breaded chicken tender baskets, now at A&W in Eaton. A&W in Eaton is your headquarters for great summer drinks, shakes, and don't forget about the best root beer floats around. Located just north of downtown Eaton on Highway 85, A&W is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's A&W in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Prices may vary, tax extra.
Just how sweet are the guys at Buildings by Design? They are one of Chief Building's top dealers. Now, some of you might ask, what exactly does that mean? Well, Chief is in the top three in metal building manufacturers in the United States, and with the stamp of approval from Buildings by Design, they are the highest quality. Buildings by Design is the largest Northeastern Colorado and Northern Colorado general contractor, but they still offer that same local customer service approach that helped get them where they are. Quality, integrity, and trust. It's Buildings by Design.
Everyone has heard of the Golden Rule. In Eaton, they call it the Goulden Rule. Shopping at Gould Parts is just a smart thing to do. Are you getting ready to take a summer road trip? Make sure your car or truck is ready to roll by getting the quality Napa parts you deserve at Gould Parts. Trustworthy car parts, truck parts, and even big machine parts are one stop away at Gould Parts, and they've been doing it the right way for better than 50 years. Need to find a part or have a question? Call Gould Parts at 454-3355. That's Gould Parts in Eaton, a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
The next generation of mobile banking technology is here. With the FMS mobile banking app, you are just one download away from everything you need to bank with your mobile device. You will have access to person-to-person payments, account-to-account transfers, debit card on-off control, remote deposit, quick balance and transaction history inquiry, and many other features. You can bank securely from wherever you are. For more info, call 970-673-4501 or visit them on the web at fmsbank.com. FMS Bank, banking made simple. Member FDIC. agency.
2 in 5 adults think they're more likely to win the lottery than lose their home in a fire. But listen to this. Your chance of winning the lottery is 1 in multiple millions, while the odds of dying from fire or smoke is 1 in 1,500. Every 8 minutes, the Red Cross responds to disaster. Most are home fires. In Weld County, the Red Cross helped 291 people affected by home fires or other small disasters in 2019. But they can't do it alone. On Thursday, October 1st, Red Cross of Weld County, PDC Energy, and KFKA are teaming up to bring awareness to home fire disasters. We'll share stories of those helped by the Red Cross, hear from leaders throughout Weld County, and discuss ways we can prevent house fires. Help Red Cross in your own backyard by making a donation on or before Thursday, October 1st. PDC Energy, as expected, will be doing a $5,000 match. So help us meet that goal and beyond. Together, we can end home fires in Weld County. The American Red Cross name and logo and copyrighted materials are used with its permission, which in no way constitutes an endorsement, express, or implied of any product, service, company, opinion, or political position. The American Red Cross name and logo are registered trademarks owned by the American National Red Cross. For more information about the American Red Cross, please visit redcross.org.
Just get ready.
No code now.
People are stressed to the max. People are done. They're done with COVID. They're done with social injustice. They're done with rioters. They're ready to get back to life.
Covering local news.
Rally attendees said the SUV drove through the crowd, traveling west, then barreled over the curb, almost hitting some rally participants.
Local issues.
Mindy McLuhan, president of the Loveland Area Chamber of Commerce.
These uptick in numbers is not coming from our business. We should not shut our businesses back down. And just to be frank about it, if you can keep Walmart open, then you can damn sure keep these small businesses open.
Local sports.
If Chassa says no, there's a lot of club teams that can still play.
And keeping up with what's current.
On this ballot, the initiative will not go after the oil industry, and the oil industry will not look to repeal some of the acts that have been filed.
No code now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 1310 KFKA.
All right, welcome back here to Kersey, Colorado. We get set for a Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Call Ron or Terry today at 352-0336 for a quote to fit your budget. At the Williams Insurance Agency, they work hard so you can worry less. The Reds and the Broncos, that's Eaton in Platte Valley here on Preps Radio. We get to our Mitchell's Flooring first pitch here. Cade Hinojosa, the freshman, 0-3 on the year, 7.29 earned run average. But we'll see. These are the youngsters against the studs today. We'll see what the Reds can do against the Broncos. Blake Duncan, the sophomore shortstop, starts it off, and Hinojosa deals, and it's in and over for a strike. No balls and one strike. Pull up a chair, spend part of the morning and early afternoon with us right here on Preps Radio. Kate's set to go again. Hinojosa deals and bounces it up there. It's a ball and a strike. Reds are averaging almost 12 runs a game. That's second in the conference. Really, it's tied. UH is right about there as well, about 12 runs a game. We'll see those two teams on Tuesday in Eaton. Here's the pitch roped into left field, and right away the Reds are off and running. A base hit for Blake Duncan. So Duncan's in at first. Reds are hitting .434 as a club. That's a pretty good number. 19 extra base hits in 5 games so far. 17 of those are doubles. The team has 23 stolen bases in 5 games. You talk about that. That means getting to second base for Dale Hughes' team is important, and they bring a bunch of speed for that. Here's the pitch bunted out in front of the plate here by Emma Pinkstaff. They'll throw down to first and get her. Well, she just did at first base right there. Maisie Helzer, the freshman, get the foot on the bag. So the sacrifice works, one down. Duncan goes to second base, and here's Sadie Ross, the freshman. Boy, talk about impactful freshman. Probably won't be one as impactful in the state as Sadie Ross is this year. Sister of Remington Ross, who was so big here the last 4 years. Swing and a miss out in front of the Hinojosa change, and it's no balls and a strike. Jenny Jarnigan out on deck, 52 runs batted in for Jarnigan last year. She's got, what, 5 this year in the first 5 ball games. Hinojosa comes back, another change, a skied, shallow center field. It's going to be Hopkins. She can't get there. It drops in front of her, a base hit. Everybody's going to move up here. So the bases go loaded here. Pinkstaff was apparently safe at first base. They ruled her off the bag over there. So 2 hits, an error in the inning. You have the bases loaded, nobody out, and here's Jenny Jarnigan. Reds with a chance to break this one open early. 16 consecutive wins for the Reds over the Broncos in the series. The last time Platte Valley beat Eaton in softball was 2011 in October. That pitch missed away. Here comes the runner to the plate, and she is going to be safe. Everybody's going to move up here, and the pass ball gets the runner home. So runners on at second and third now. You've got Pinkstaff at third, Sadie Ross at second, and a chance for Jarnigan to drive in a couple more right here. Hinojosa, the freshman, deals, and the pitch is pop foul behind us. That'll be into the crowd. So I think we're at a ball and a strike here. Nobody out in the first inning. Runners at second and third for the Reds and one run in. Jarnigan set to go again. The third baseman, the senior, checks into the box. Hinojosa is looking at her wrist at the pitch selection and deals, and that one's down low in the dirt. She tried to turn it over, and it's two balls and a strike here. Dale Hughes for the Reds, coaching in his 16th year as the head coach for the Reds. Chad Shaw, his assistant, has been with him for 15 of those 16 years. Here's the pitch. That one bounced up to the plate. Nice job behind the plate by Miranda Farthing, the freshman catcher. Keep that one in front of her. It's 3-1 now with first base open. Broncos trying to win their first. Reds trying to win their fifth of the year. That pitch sails high, so we're going to load them up here. Ball four. Bases are loaded. And Jamie Woody, who's been hitting well, the senior, will come to the plate. Woody's at 429, six hits and 14 at-bats, but seven ribbies. And the seven ribbies are second on the club, only to Yuritza Puente's 11. Bases loaded for the Reds, trying to blow this thing open early. Here's the pitch. I probably want to stay away from blow it open. It's only the first inning. But, boy, the number two team in the state, soon to be the number one team. Remember, Sterling beat University this week, so it opens the door for the Reds to take that one spot in the rankings. Here's the pitch, and that one missed away. So two balls and no strikes here. With the bases loaded, nowhere to put Jamie Woody, the left-hand hitting first baseman. She'll pitch for the Reds a bunch this year as well. Comes back, and that one is up in the zone. Julia Meager's the other pitcher for the Reds. All right, three balls and no strikes. Hinojosa trying to keep another run from coming in here. The freshman kicks and deals, and that one is up in the zone. Maybe a tad inside, and they walk in a run. So two runs in, an RBI walk for Jamie Woody. And the Reds own a 2-0 lead with the bases loaded here. And Yuritza Puente moved down in the order by Dale Hughes today just to kind of say, hey, focus a little bit. You say that, and then you look down at the scorecard. She's got the team leading RBIs with 11. Ground ball to third base here. Going to be picked up by Sarai Lopez to first. Good play by Lopez. Her only choice was to first base there. So one gone. Sadie Ross scores. It's 3-0 for the Reds here in the first. Runners go to second and third, and Brooke Beacom, the right fielder, the junior, is coming up here for the Reds. All right, set to go out on the mound right now as Kate Hinojosa and the freshman deals, and that one looks like it's right there. It is for a strike. Boy, you talk about the Patriot League. Six of the top 10 teams in the state come out of the league. And it's led by UH and Eaton, but they'll flip-flop, I'm pretty sure, next Monday. Strasburg is 5, Brush is 6, Lions is 7. And Sterling, who beat the number one team, UH, last week, they'll move up. They're number 10 as they sit right now. One ball, one strike. Beacom trying to keep it going for the Reds here. One out, bases loaded, top of the first. Three runs in. Off-speed pitch, grounded to short. Picked up by Woods, but then she kicks it. And it will go back and pick it up. This is going to be an E6. So Woods with the second error of the inning, and the bases will remain. Well, I take that back. The first and third now. Fourth run is in, though. So 4-0 for the Reds here. Runners at second and third, or first and third. I take that back. Still just one out. And Olivia Comer, the eighth hitter of the inning, to come up for the Reds. Hinojosa deals, and that one's in for a strike. Runner goes, and the throw is going to be to the second baseman. They'll come back to the plate too late. They tried to pull off the "we're going to fool you" play, and it didn't work. So the Reds have scored five times in the inning, but they have just two RBIs. They have done it running so far here in the first inning. Beacom's down at second. Comer with just one out, trying to drive her home. Five zip Reds already. Here's the pitch, driven to left field, backing up for this one is Albrighton. The sophomore will make the catch, and there's two away. So two gone in the first. The ninth hitter of the inning's coming up, so the Reds in the first will bat around. Alexa Schmidt, the senior second baseman, will check in for the Reds here. You still have Brooke Beacom down at second base with two outs here and five runners over. Pitch up in the zone. It's a ball and no strikes. Reds have been off for a week, so they've had a chance to kind of collect themselves. They beat Sterling in their last ball game 13-1. That was after that loss to Lions. Ground ball to third, drop by Lopez. Sarai picks it up and throws it away into the dugout. That'll bring a run home, and you're going to have 6-0 for the Reds here on the third error of the inning by the Broncos. So again, no RBI. Six runs in and just two ribbies in the inning for the Reds. It's been an ugly inning for the Broncos defensively. And you're looking at a 6-0 ball game here in the first inning now. Alexa Schmidt down at first, and here's Blake Duncan back at the top of the order. She singled to get this whole ball of wax going for the Reds here in the first inning. No balls, one strike, two outs, top of the first inning. The Reds 10 batters here in the first. Pitch on the way, that one fouled away, giving chase his farthing, but it'll drop out of her reach. The freshman catcher had a look at it. So no balls and two strikes now. A chance for the freshman pitcher, Kate Hinojosa, to get out of the inning without any further damage. All right, Kate set to go again. The freshman's 0-2 pitch is a changeup up in the zone. Runner goes, and it's a stolen base. So Schmidt down to second base with two outs. Six runs on two hits for the Reds in the inning. Three Platte Valley errors, throw a couple of walks in the mix, and you're having to come from behind against what will be the number one team in the state. That pitch misses up in the zone, and it's two balls and two strikes. Two and two to Duncan. Schmidt at second, two outs in the first. Six runs over for the Reds. Pitch to the plate is tipped at the plate. Staying alive here is Blake Duncan. Duncan came in at 429, so she's up that average. 7 for 15 so far on the year. One extra base hit. That a double for Blake. 2-2. Hinojosa deals. Line drive right back up the middle. Base hit. Around third base here is Alexa Schmidt. The throw is coming to the plate, and it is airmailed to the backstop, and it's 7-0 for the Reds. So Duncan, the RBI single here. Blake's 2-for-2 in the ballgame. Third Reds hit. Seven runs in here, and here's Emma Pinkstaff, the junior center fielder. So the freshman Hinojosa just has to think, boy, if we played defense this inning, I would have been sitting in the dugout 15 minutes ago. But they're still out there. Here's the pitch. It's up in the zone. Three big errors for the Broncos here in the inning. Pink staff aboard on one of those errors. Her first time, she tried to sacrifice, ended up on first base when the Broncos couldn't get it together. This one's driven to center field. It's Hopkins in a hurry. She dives and makes the catch. Oh, a terrific running catch. Neve Hopkins with a great catch in center field. And the Broncos are out of the inning, but not before the Reds get seven runs on three hits. We'll go to the bottom of the first in Kersey. It's Eaton 7. The Broncos are coming up. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives. That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado. And when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
What if your bank lets you spend more time enjoying Colorado? With Bank of Colorado's ATM Live, it does. You can make a withdrawal without a debit card, take out exact change, and plenty more. All with the help of a live teller right on the screen. Do almost anything you can do in the bank at Bank of Colorado ATM Live locations statewide. Then get back to doing more of the Colorado things you love. Learn more at bankofcolorado.com/ATM Live. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. Member FDIC.
Pandemic or no pandemic, prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
We go to the bottom of the first inning out here in beautiful Kersey, Colorado. Our Preps Radio Game of the Week here is brought to you, of course, by the Williams Insurance Agency. That's Ron and Tara out there. They do some great stuff, folks. They have the price to fit your budget. They answer the phone when you call. How about that? How about an insurance agent that really talks to you? Weekends, evenings, holidays, they've got you covered. They work hard so you can worry less. It is the Williams Insurance Agency. Call Ron or Tara today, 352-0336. All right, Broncos in the bottom of the first. Riley Woods opens up in the first pitch. In and over for a strike. Sadie Ross, 3-0 so far, 2.00 earned run average. 14 innings, 13 hits, just 3 walks. So 16 base runners in 14 innings. A whip of less than 1.1. Fastball there in for strike two. Boy, she brings it in a hurry, Sadie Ross does. You know the name Ross? Of course, Remington Ross. She's here in the stadium today. She'll be heading, when they open school, be heading to Fullerton State to play her first year of D1 softball this year. Swing and a miss right there. And Riley Woods is out on strikes, one gun. So one away, and Kate Hinojosa, the freshman pitcher, the counterpart for Sadie Ross today. Bronco pitcher steps into the plate, and she swings and misses. Four pitches, four strikes for Sadie Ross so far in the ballgame. 19 strikeouts in those 14 innings, so, I don't know, almost one and a half an inning for her. Ross comes back, and a fastball, boy, she just hammers that fastball in on the hands that time of Hinojosa. And Kate able to get a piece, foul it back, and it's no balls and two strikes. 0-2 to Hinojosa here. One out, bottom of the first. The Reds, seven runs on three hits in the first inning. Three Platte Valley Bronco errors. Here's a swing and a miss, and down she goes. Broncos are going to have to catch up to the heat that Ross is throwing here. Two down, and Sarai Lopez, the junior, will come to the plate. The junior, I say. Only non-sophomore or freshman in the starting lineup for Platte Valley. Four freshmen, four sophomores, and a junior today. And Ross comes off speed, and coming out of her boots that time is Sarai Lopez, the junior, way out in front of it. No balls and a strike here. Ross set to go again, and that one fouled off. Boy, that was in a hurry and right back here. Got to be careful on that. And it's no balls and two strikes. It's about as far behind as you can be and still hit it, I think. She hit that ball on a one-hopper quickly, almost behind her to the right side that time. No balls, two strikes. Lopez takes that one low in the dirt. I think that's the first ball that Sadie Ross has thrown here. One ball, two strikes, two outs, first inning, seven zip Reds. Reds likely to be the number one team in the state when the new polls come out on Monday. Because, of course, Sterling beat UH last week. Here's the pitch. Did she get it? No, she went low there. Two balls and two strikes now. 2-2 to Sarai Lopez. Lopez, two hits and seven at-bats, according to the stats so far. Comes back off speed, swing and a miss. Again, she had her out on the front foot. And Sadie Ross strikes out the side in the first. One in the books. Ian Kersey, 7-0 Eaton in front of Platte Valley. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. We're back in a moment. Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFK.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the Feed Mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
What makes Colorado so special? It's hitting a home run a mile high. It's hearing the crack of the bat and the roar of the crowd. We know Colorado's a great place to live, but it's also a great place to play ball. That's why we're proud to announce that Bank of Colorado is now the official bank of the Colorado Rockies. Your hometown bank, rooting louder than ever for your hometown team. Learn more at bankofcolorado.com/go Rockies. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. Member FDIC.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
We head to the top of the second inning out here in Kersey, 7-0. The Eaton Reds in front of this one. Our Preps Radio Game of the Week is brought to you by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. I'm Clark Johnson coming to you from the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. Looking for any irrigation needs you might have at this moment, call Alliance Irrigation. Mario or Destiny Gomez, 616-2451. They're in Kersey, folks. Right here, stone's throw from where we are today. 616-2451, Alliance Irrigation. All right, Gould Part scoreboard says a 7 shot. It's not football. It would be football, but it's not. 7-0 for the Reds here as we go to the second inning. They put up 7 runs on 3 hits in the first inning. They'll have Sadie Ross, Jenny Jarnigan, Jamie Woody. 3-4-5 here in the first pitch by Hinojosa, in and over for a strike. No balls and one strike here as we open up the second inning. Getting hungry after the ball game, folks. You know where we're headed. We're headed to A&W in Eaton. That's right. Right off Highway 85, north end of town. My favorite day, of course, Tuesdays out there because you get the Papa Burger combo. Buy one, get one free. Papa Tuesdays are the best. Got to get the onion rings with that. And then, of course, the A&W root beer. Oh, and throw a couple of shots of ice cream in there. Best root beer float around. All kinds of good stuff. A&W in Eaton. Thank you to Vicky and Jane and everybody that keeps that going. It's an iconic restaurant here in northern Colorado and certainly in Eaton. A&W in Eaton. Two balls, one strike. That sails out of the zone. 3-1 now to the leadoff hitter, Sadie Ross here. She singled in the first inning, a line drive single to center field. And all she did was proceed to come out in the circle and strike out the first 3 Broncos she saw. That's ball 4. So the Reds have their opener runner on here in the second inning. That's Ross down at first base. And here comes Jenny Jarnigan. She walked her first time. It is the 3rd walk here. In officially 1 inning so far for Hinojosa, plus 3 hits, 7 runs so far. And here's Jenny Jarnigan. Jarnigan with 5 RBIs. Did she get one early? She didn't. Here's the pitch. Walked her first time. Roped to shortstop. Riley Woods knocks it down, picks it up. They go to second in time. Boy, that looked like it wasn't in time, but they got the call. So 1 gone. Jarnigan aboard on the fielder's choice, and Jamie Woody will come to the plate here. Woody will hit from the left side. Hinojosa set to go. The freshman checks the sign and delivers. And it pitches in for a strike. Runner to second easily. Jarnigan with the steal there. So Jenny's at second. One gone here in the second. 7-0 for the Reds on a super hot day here in Kersey. Really no breeze to speak of today at the ballpark either. Hinojosa deals in the pitch. That one bounced up there. Farthing's going to have to chase that down in the meantime. Jarnigan goes to third. So the Reds ready to pounce on their eighth run of the ball game here. One out runner at third. And Jamie Woody at the plate. 6-for-14 on the year for Woody. That's a .429 average. Pitch, and that one missed outside. So two balls and a strike here. Reds trying to make it an early exit today for the Broncos, and they'll probably get there. Broncos have been mercied in three of their five games this year. That one missed to the plate. The throw not in time, and the runner scores. Eight runs in, and when you talk about eight runs, only three runs batted in the ballgame. Five of the runs have been scored without an RBI. Blake Duncan, Jamie Woody, Yuritza Puente have the ribbies. Eight runs here. Pitch on the way, and the off-speed pitch missed ball four. So Jamie Woody walks. She's aboard again, and Yuritza Puente, the catcher, is going to come to the plate. Yuritza, ground ball to third, her first time up. Puente was 7-for-16, a .438 average coming in. 11 runs batted in, though, in those seven hits. Just one extra base hit, a double. She's made the most of her hits so far. Here's the pitch. It's up in the zone. Runner goes, no throw. Stolen base here for Woody. Brooke Beacom, the junior right fielder, is out on deck for the Reds. Reds have sent 14, make it now 15 batters to the plate. We're just in the second inning, one out, and the pitch is high. So two balls and no strikes. The freshman, Kate Hinojosa, trying to figure out the zone right now in the circle. Just a freshman, though, you see glimpses of her and her ability. There's no question about it. That one bounced up there. Runner will go to third here. So one out, Woody's down at third base. The ninth run for the Reds is just a sitting duck over there 60 feet away. Tuesday will be in Eaton, folks. The Reds at home against the University Bulldogs. The defending state champs will come to town. Here's the pitch. That one's up in the zone. And that is ball four. So Puente walks. It is the third walk of the inning, the fifth walk here. We're an inning and a third in for Hinojosa. Five walks, three hits. And a courtesy runner here for the Reds. Jaylee Lewis, the sophomore, is in at first base to run. So Lewis at first. Second inning, 8-0 for the Reds. And checking into the batter's box is Brooke Beacom. Beacom hit one to shortstop that Riley Woods kicked. The sophomore beat it around a little bit at shortstop her first time. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball back up the middle. That's a base hit. Run is in to score. Stopping at second is the courtesy runner. So Lewis stops at second. Two on for the Reds here. RBI single for Brooke Beacom. Her first ribby of the ball game. And the Reds with two runs here in the inning on a 9-0 advantage now. Olivia Comer flew to left field her first time. She checks into the box now against the freshman, Kate Hinojosa. And the first one up in the zone, it's a ball and no strikes. Sarai Lopez down at third defensively for the Broncos. Riley Woods is the shortstop. J.C. Bernhardt, the second baseman. And Maisie Helzer is at first base. So freshman, two sophomores, and a junior in the infield. There's a bouncer up to the plate. So two balls and no strikes. Haley Albrighton Nevaeh Hopkins and Sadie Lynch in the outfield left to right. Sophomore, freshman, sophomore. Boy, what a young club for Rich Niederkorn. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul right to Dale Hughes. He'll knock that one down and give it to the third baseman. Two balls and one strike here to Olivia Comer, the left fielder. Comer, 2-for-16 coming in the ballgame. 2-for-17 now with the fly out to left in the first. Off speed, that caught the outside corner. So two balls and two strikes here. Reds with two on, a 9-0 lead here in the top of the second inning. It's been almost 10 years since the Broncos have beaten the Reds in softball. It came in October of 2011. There's a rip into left field. That could find the gap. Over to pick the ball up is Nevaeh Hopkins. One run is in. Stopping at third base here is Brooke Beacom on a double by Olivia Comer. RBI double for Comer, so 10-0. Runners at second and third and one out for the Reds. And Alexa Schmidt will come to the plate here. Well, we had a good one on Thursday at Severance High School. First year varsity Severance team. They're pretty good. Well coached by Trinity Harrington over there. Roosevelt came into town, got a 3-0 lead, and held on and won 3-2 on the road. So Vince Moreno's team, 7'6" the year for Vince Moreno at Roosevelt. They're a pretty good team. Here's the look in the pitch. Off speed, sails high in the zone. So it's a ball and a strike here. One ball, one strike. One out here in the second inning. The Reds have 10 on the board already. Here's the pitch. That one missed inside. Here's a bluff down to third base by the catcher, Miranda Farthing. Freshman battery. You've got Farthing behind the plate as a freshman. Hinojosa, a freshman in the circle. Set to go. Hinojosa again. Alexis Schmidt, the second baseman, waits. And that pitch missed. So your three balls and a strike. First base is open here. But then if you load the bases with one out, down 10 zip, you have to go back and face the top of the order here. All right, Hinojosa set to go again. The freshman looks in to get a sign from Miranda Farthing and deals, and it's fouled behind the backstop. Off the screen, it'll go out of play. So it'll go three balls and two strikes. Chance for Kate Hinojosa to get her second out of the inning right here. Schmidt digs in. Runners at second and third here. One out in the second. 10-0 Eaton. Hinojosa deals off speed. Popped up. Third base. It's going to be the shortstop. I think Riley Woods comes over. Can't get there. It's going to fall in for a base hit, and then she airmails it. And that's going to be off the fence behind first base. A run will score here. Maybe two. Do they throw to the plate? It's going to be too late. Two runs in, and all the way down to third with a head-first slide is Alexis Schmidt. So it's a base hit. Woods just couldn't get there. Two runs are in. It's a two-run single for Schmidt. And the Reds own a 12-0 advantage here in the second inning. And now Rich Niederkorn is going to come to the mound here. We may have a pitching change. We'll see. If we do, we're going to take a break. So get ready back in the studio. We've got a 60-second break coming up if we do go to a pitching change here. Niederkorn to the mound to talk to his pitcher, Kate Hinojosa, the freshman who's given up now 6 hits, 5 walks, and 3 players have been aboard on errors. So you have 14 base runners. In the first 18 Reds hitters, and 12 of them have scored here. Long a meeting at the mound right here. I think they may go out and break this thing up and say, hey, what are we going to do? And we'll see if indeed they're going to go to a change. I think they stay this. I think they're going to stay with Kate here. Or I think Rich probably would have made a move by now. I don't see anybody warming up. The umpire went out, I thought, to break it up, but it's just like he's gone out and said, hey, I'm just going to sit here and listen to this. So, boy, oh, boy, long time in the circle right now for Rich Niederkorn. Tuesday, folks, we'll be in Eaton, the Reds in University. Probably by that time, by the time the Monday rankings kick in with Sterling beating University last week, the Reds are going to be number one in the state and University probably number two. Kate Hinojosa is going to stay in the circle, stay on the rubber here for the Platte Valley Broncos. 12-0 ball game here. Reds have a runner at third and one out. And back to the top of the order now, Blake Duncan stands in here for the Reds. Hinojosa set to go and a pitch to Duncan in for a strike. No balls, one strike. Blake Duncan is singled twice. Sophomore checks back into the plate. The freshman kicks and deals, and the pitch popped up. Shortstop Riley Woods, and she drops it. Ooh, you got to come up with that. So the pop fly got away from the shortstop that time, Riley Woods. It's the fourth error for the Broncos. Schmidt could not go from third because it was a routine pop-up. So first and third, one out. Here is the 20th hitter for the Reds in the ballgame. We're in the second inning with one out. Emma Pinkstaff, the junior center fielder, aboard on an error and then hit a rope to center field that Nevaeh Hopkins dove for and made a great play. It's our defensive play of the game so far. That one in for a – was it in for a strike or did it miss? It missed. A ball and no strikes. Runner down to second here. So Duncan to second. Second and third here for the Reds. Still just one out. They can get it to 14 here in the first two innings with a base hit. Got Sadie Ross on deck if that's not enough trouble. Pitch popped up. It'll be the pitcher this time, and Hinojosa puts it away. So two gone, and Sadie Ross will come to the plate here with the bases loaded. Take that back, second and third. So Ross checks in for the Reds here, leading 12-0 in the second inning. Pitch on the way, and that's up in the zone, a ball and no strikes. Alexis Schmidt down at third. You got Blake Duncan at second. The Reds have 12 runs here in the first two innings. Reds trying to move to 5-1. Only loss was a 7-0 shutout against Lions. This is popped up. Grab, and that's it for the Reds. 10 more bat, though, in the inning. And we will head to the bottom half of the second inning out here in Kersey. The Reds on a 12-0 lead. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice 1310 KFKA.
Serving Fort Collins and the surrounding area since 1980, Amco Transmissions and Total Car Care has you covered. You can count on Don Scott and his staff to provide expert repair and service on your vehicle. Amco's Total Car Care service comes with the best nationwide warranty in the business. From transmissions to brakes to regular maintenance, Amco puts the care back into car care. Stop by Fort Collins Amco or make your appointment online at amcocolorado.com. Amco of Fort Collins, proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but first you gotta get there. And Northern Colorado Credit Union is making that possible. Receive round-trip airfare and 3 days, two nights hotel accommodations for you and a guest with your qualifying auto loan at Northern Colorado Credit Union. Close your loan between now and October 15th, and it's Viva Las Vegas. Stop by either of Northern Colorado Credit Union's great locations in Greeley or Berthoud, or apply online at nococu.org. Member NCUA, open to anyone that works or lives in Weld or Larimer counties. All loans and membership subject to standard approval.
Prep Sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
All right, we head to the bottom of the second inning out here in beautiful Kersey, Colorado on a blistering hot day. I want to thank Mitchell's Flooring, our first pitch sponsor, from countertops to almost any type of flooring you need. Mitchell's Flooring Design, they've been doing it since 1968. Give them a call at 352-7251 or stop by in the corner of 37th and 35th Avenue. Evans, it is Mitchell's Flooring. I'm Clark Johnson in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. Welcome back. 12-0 Reds. Call the babysitter. It's going to be a short one today, folks. Miranda Farthing, Maisie Helzer, Sadie Lynch. 4, 5, and 6 in the inning against the Reds and Sadie Ross, who struck out the side in the first. Farthing, the freshman catcher, digging in right now. All right, here we go. Ross set to go. Deals, and the first pitch is a swing and a miss. I think that was the second pitch, but they don't have either one up on the board yet, so says 0-1. I think we're 0-2 already, though. Farthing checks back into the box now. Bottom half of the second in Kersey, 12-0 Eaton. Swing and a miss right there, and down she goes. Four batters, four strikeouts for Sadie Ross. One gone here in the second, and another freshman, Maisie Helzer. Also a volleyball player, I think. That's what you're getting, especially with teams that have limited players or really young team like Platte Valley has. Volleyball players who would normally be playing VB right now are having a chance to come and play another sport. There's a swing and a miss for Helzer. No balls and a strike. Sadie Lynch, the right fielder. She's a sophomore out on deck. Ross comes back, waved at and missed. Strike two. No balls, two strikes. Boy, she looks completely unhittable right here. Sadie Ross with a 12-0 lead, and she's throwing darts out there. Here's the 0-2. Swing low, ground ball to third. Hit hard. Jarnigan picks it up and throws her out. Good play by Jenny, and it's the first Bronco to hit the ball anywhere. One gone in the second inning, and Sadie Lynch, the sophomore, will come to the plate now. So Helzer gets good wood on the ball, but hits it right at the Reds' third baseman. Jarnigan, usually the shortstop, over at third today. That pitch is in for a strike. Got Blake Duncan at shortstop today. No balls and a strike. Two outs in the second inning. Ross comes back. Didn't get it. Tried to bite the outside corner. It's 1-1. Sadie looking at the dugout, looking at her two coaches right there. Set to go now. One ball, one strike. Two outs here in the second. Fastball in and over for a strike at the letters, and it's a ball and two strikes now. Sadie set to go again, delivers, waved at and missed, strike three way behind it, and the side is over. Five strikeouts in six batters for the impactful, talented freshman Sadie Ross. We'll go to the third inning in Kersey, 12-0 Reds. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by Bed. Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. All right, folks, we are heading to the third inning out here in Kersey, mourning the loss of the Colorado Avalanche today. Down goes Frazier. I thought this was the year, folks, but boy, oh boy, they got beat up in the playoffs and bowed out to a really good Dallas team. So Vegas did win their seventh game last night, so still think they're the team to beat. We'll see. Tampa Bay in the East looking good if you're a hockey fan. That's all the hockey I'm gonna put you guys through today. Let's get to the top half of the third inning. Reds lead 12-0. And Jenny Jarnigan will start things off here for the Reds in the third. If they score three, the Reds do, and then Sadie Ross continues to be unhittable, we're going to be done after three. So call the babysitter. It might be a short day out here. Hinojosa set to go. The freshman deals, and it's over for a strike. No balls, one strike. They changed up the mercy rule this year. It's 15 runs after three now, 12 runs after four, and 10 runs after five innings. Hinojosa set to go again, delivers off speed, and the pitch is roped left field and deep. Going back, away back, looking up, and this ball is gone. Jenny Jarnigan with a rope over the left field fence. It's Jarnigan's first of the year. And the Reds own a 13-0 advantage now. So Jarnigan rips the home run to left field, and Jamie Woody stands in now. Hinojosa set to go. The pitch to Woody way up high in the zone, and it's a ball and no strikes. Broncos next up, they'll have off until Thursday, and they play at University. So how about that? You're a young Bronco team. You're taking on the two best teams in the state back-to-back. And it just, boy, in this conference, in this Patriot League, you just never get a break. Here's the pitch. Did she get that one? No. Missed it apparently outside. Two balls, no strikes here. Jenny Jarnigan's first home run of the year here in the third inning have given the Reds a 13-0 lead. Hinojosa comes back, and that pitch in and over for a strike. Yuritza Puente, the senior catcher, is out on deck here for the Reds. Told you the Reds on Tuesday will take on University at home. 4 o'clock game, 3:30 will be our pregame show, presented, of course, by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine. That one is ripped to center field. It is going to be over the head of Hopkin and up against the fence all the way to third here. That ball is overthrown at third, and coming home for the 14th Reds run of the ball game is Jamie Woody. Give her a triple, and then she scores on the air throwing error. So 14-0 Reds. And Yuritza Puente will come to the plate now. Need to get your car taken care of for what's left of those summer trips? Or are you heading out in the fall? I'll tell you what, AAMCO of Fort Collins is certainly the place to go. Don Scott and his great staff take care of my car, my kids' cars. They're keeping the Johnson family going. They got to keep you going. This one is ripped down the left field line and all the way into the corner. It is Yuritza Puente around and heading for second, and the throw is not in time. That one's going to get away, and she's going to head to third here. And the Reds have the mercy rule run at third here with nobody out. They'll have to come out and play the third. But remember, they got the freshman pitcher, Sadie Ross, who has got six up and six down and five Ks so far, so the third could go quick the bottom half. So Puente, a double, and goes to third on what I think is the sixth error by the Broncos today. So a runner at third and nobody out. Brooke Beacom is the scheduled hitter here for the Reds. Hinojosa set to go, bounces it up there, and the ball knocked away at home plate by Miranda Farthing, the freshman catcher, and she's able to jump on it. Fourteen runs on nine hits for the Reds in the ballgame. No runs, no hits for the Broncos. Top half of the third here, and a mercy rule is in effect if they get the run home from third. Here's the pitch, and it's ripped left field right at the left fielder. Going to bounce in front of her. Or did she make the catch? She did. Good play, left field, Haley Albrighton, the sophomore. Terrific play, not tagging at third there. And I think that's a mistake, was Yuritza Puente. Albrighton did have to come in on the ball, but, boy, you got a 14-0 lead. You just got to keep the merry-go-round going. So one out runner at third, and here is Olivia Comer. It was a well-hit ball by Brooke Beacom. She just stung it right at Albrighton, the sophomore left fielder. Here's Comer set to go again. So is Hinojosa, and the freshman deals up in the zone, came off speed, and it's a ball and no strikes. 14-0 Reds. A couple of touchdowns for the girls from Eden. Hinojosa set to go, delivers again. That one's hit the right center field, going back, coming over, making the catch in center field is Neve Hopkin, tagging and scoring from third in the red zone, that 15-0 advantage. So two down. Now 15 runs on nine hits for the Reds here. And now all they have to do here in the third is have Sadie Ross come out and get the side without a run. She's pitched to six batters from the Bronco lineup, struck out five of them, and the other one grounded out. Now she's got the seven, eight, and nine hitters in the order. And that pitch is in and over for a strike. So this is going to be a quick one today here on Preps Radio. Fat guys at the movies, light them up, Micah. They're going to get going here pretty quick. We'll have our full alt feed mill postgame show, of course. Hinojosa set to go, and that one driven to left field. It's Paul Brighton going back, turns, makes the catch, and that'll be it. But a big three runs for the Reds right there. Three runs, three hits, including Jenny Jarnigan's first home run of the year. We'll go to the bottom of the third in Kersey. Reds 15, Broncos nothing. This time out brought to you by Bank of Colorado on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
It's great to have peace of mind, and that's exactly what you get with NOCO's very own Williams Insurance Agency, backed by Farmers Insurance. At the Williams Insurance Agency, we're here for you from auto to home, life, health, and commercial insurance. Don't forget, we also cover renters, motorcycles, boats and RVs, and welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. We've seen almost everything, so we can cover almost everything. Call 352-0336 and talk with Ron or Tara today. The Williams Insurance Agency, we work hard so you can worry less.
Not every job is a big job, but they're all important. That's why at Alt Feed Mill, they have tote bags of feed that are easy to carry in the back of the pickup and custom rations to fit whatever your operation requires. You can also be sure to find custom feed for pigs, goats, and sheep. So when you're in need of the good stuff for your outfit, be sure to go to Alt Feed Mill. Call the feed mill at 970-834-2132 or visit them in Alt on the east side of Highway 85. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
We head to the bottom of the third inning here in Kersey, our Preps Radio Game of the Week, presented by NOCO's own Williams Insurance Agency. Ron and Tara down there at the Williams Insurance Agency. They're here for you from auto, home, life, health, commercial. They got it all for you. Renters, motorcycle insurance, boats and RVs. They also welcome DUIs and first-time buyers. They've seen almost everything, so they cover almost everything. That is Ron and Tara down at the Williams Insurance Agency, 352-0336, backed by Farmers Insurance. All right, first one fouled away here in the third. 15-0 Reds. It's going to be mercy rule time for the fourth time in six games for the Broncos. Unless they can get a run here in the inning, but they haven't hit the ball out of the infield. In fact, only one Bronco hitter has made contact with the ball. That one in for strike two. No balls, two strikes. Six hitters, five Ks for Sadie Ross. She throws hard, and she has been terrific. 0-2, boy, that fastball, I couldn't even see that. It comes in out of the zone, high in the zone, but I think it's 46 feet from the rubber to home plate. How do you pick that ball up when she's throwing that fast? Holy cow. One ball, two strikes, J.C. Bernhardt at the plate. She did get a piece there. Good job of hitting. She fouled it away. It stays a ball and two strikes here to the sophomore. Four freshmen, four sophomores, and a junior for the Broncos in the starting lineup today. Against what will be, when Monday comes, the number one team in the state. Here's the look and a pitch waved at and missed, and the Broncos are down to their final two outs. Six strikeouts for Sadie. If she strikes out the next two, I'm just telling you, she is going to be our CRP 4x4 player of the game. All right, set to go, waved at and missed. No balls into strike here to Nevaeh Hopkin, the freshman center fielder. Haley Albright and the sophomore is out on deck here. Ross comes back, waved at and missed again. No balls, two strikes. Every time I see this, I have to go back and remind myself Sadie Ross is a freshman. Wow. Next pitch, and that one up in his zone, and she chased it, strike three. Two gone, third inning, and the Broncos are down to their final out here in a 15-0 ball game. Albright and the sophomore checks in here. Here's the look and a pitch, and that one a check swing, and it's around for a strike. No balls, one strike. So the Broncos hitting today, nobody's going to get a second chance at the plate, it looks like. Riley Woods out on deck, but this could be it right here. No balls and a strike. Pitch fastball again swung on and missed. No balls and two strikes here. So Sadie Ross, if she can get Albright on strikes here, would strike out eight of the nine she faces. Pitch on the way and getting a piece of it that time is Haley Albright, the sophomore. So she stays alive here. Well, I've seen UH play. I've not seen Sterling yet, who beat University. The Reds dispatched Sterling 13-1. That ball fouled away right there. I think when you shake up the Patriot League and throw it out on the rug at the end of the year here, you're going to see that it comes down to the Broncos and the Reds. One ball, two strikes. Sadie Ross kicks and deals. 1-2 pitch. Half swing, struck her out, and the ball game is over. A three-inning mercy rule game that the Reds take advantage and win by a final of 15-0 on this one. We'll come back in a moment with the Altfeed Mill postgame show right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
The Hull Show is on 1310 KFKA, weekdays and noon.
Welcome back to Kersey, the All-Feed Mill post-game show. Feed Mill Equipment Supplies and Service. Catch them at 635 Railroad Avenue in Ault. That's 970-834-2132. It is Ault Feed Mill. Our post-game show today is the Reds' roll against the Platte Valley Broncos. Mercy rule them in three innings, 15-0. Sadie Ross picks up her fourth win of the year. Three innings, no hits, no walks, eight strikeouts out of the nine batters faced and no earned runs. So I know it's only a three-inning game, but still, it's a perfect game. I mean, nine hitters, nine outs, eight by strikeouts. She was as dominating as she could be. She's just a freshman. Unbelievable stuff out there today. Reds 15 runs on nine hits. The Broncos no runs on no hits. Let's get to our CRP 4x4 player of the game. CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters, ready to get you riding in style, whether you drive a slug bug or a pickup truck. They've got the accessories to make your vehicle your own. Online at crp4x4.com or call them at 970-351-8603. That's 351-8603. CRP 4x4 Truck Outfitters, your vehicle your way. Our CRP 4x4 player of the game, well, I mean, it doesn't take a brain surgeon, Sadie Ross. Three innings pitched, nine batters, eight strikeouts, perfect game, no runs, no hits, nothing across the board for the freshman pitcher from the Eaton Reds today. Also at the plate, Ross goes 1-for-1, a base hit in the first, a walk in the second inning. So Sadie Ross continues to pick up right where big sister Remington Ross left off. 15-0. Reds win this one today to move to 5-1. The Broncos on the loss drop to 0-6. That is our CRP 4x4 player of the game. We'll come back, final segment of our Ault Feed Mill postgame show here, and we'll get our play of the game, presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Back with that in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
2 in 5 adults think they're more likely to win the lottery than lose their home in a fire. But listen to this. Your chance of winning the lottery is 1 in multiple millions, while the odds of dying from fire or smoke is 1 in 1,500. Every 8 minutes, the Red Cross responds to disaster. Most are home fires. In Weld County, the Red Cross helped 291 people affected by home fires or other small disasters in 2019. But they can't do it alone. On Thursday, October 1st, Red Cross of Weld County, PDC Energy, and KFKA are teaming up to bring awareness to home fire disasters. We'll share stories of those helped by the Red Cross, hear from leaders throughout Weld County, and discuss ways we can prevent house fires. Help Red Cross in your own backyard by making a donation on or before Thursday, October 1st. PDC Energy, as expected, will be doing a $5,000 match, so help us meet that goal and beyond. Together, we can end home fires in Weld County. The American Red Cross name and logo and copyrighted materials are used with its permission, which in no way constitutes an endorsement, express, or implied of any product, service, company, opinion, or political position. The American Red Cross name and logo are registered trademarks owned by the American National Red Cross. For more information about the American Red Cross, please visit redcross.org.
We're here for the ones on the ranch with a bale of hay. The ones behind the counter brewing our morning cup of joe. The ones fixing up our mountain bikes. The ones with a small business and a big dream. And the ones running the cafe where there's no such thing as a tiny serving. Here's to the businesses that help us live our best Colorado life. We're proud to be the community bank that's here to support them. Because we're not just a bank in Colorado, we're Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Value. It's something that is instilled into us by some of the most important people in our lives. That is what Alliance Irrigation has brought to Northern Colorado. And when it comes to Rinke Manufacturing, well, they know exactly how to apply it to every one of their standards in mechanized irrigation. For your next pivot, linear machine, or farm development project, give Alliance Irrigation a call and see how they can bring value to your next decision in mechanized irrigation. Alliance Irrigation, 970-353-1621.
Flooring is important no matter where you live.
Hello, Cedric! Your palace looks absolutely breathtaking!
My King Arthur's sword, Excalibur, what is going on with these floors?
That's why Mitchell's Flooring offers a wide variety of hardwood, vinyl, and carpet flooring. They also do countertops ranging from granite to natural stone.
Oh, Cedric, these hardwood floors look absolutely beautiful.
Mitchell's Flooring in Evans. Call them at 970-352-7251.
Prep Sports on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Clark Johnson with you back here in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth as we continue with our Alt Feed Mill post-game show, Feed Mill Equipment, Supplies, and Service. In beautiful Alt, you can catch Alt Feed Mill at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt for all of your feed and supplies. They've got it for you, 834-2132. That's 834-2132, Alt Feed Mill. Let's get to the play of the game presented by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Keep them informed. Keep informed. Stay right on top of the hot market with instant notifications. Sign up to get the notifications of brand new listings the second they hit the market. If you're curious about how much your property's worth, get a complimentary comparable market analysis so you can tell where you stand in today's market. Covering Eaton, Alt, Kersey, Evans, all of northern Colorado. Online at DesireePettingerRealtor.com or by phone at 970-397-6337. That's 397-6337. Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. Yeah, Reds win 15-0 today, and our play of the game, the home run, Jenny Jarnigan, her first of the year. 52 ribbies. Was it 11 HRs last year? Did I get that number wrong? I know she hit a bunch. Might have been more like 5 or 6. I can't quite remember that. I know the 52 RBI number. But she got her first of the year today in the third inning. It's our play of the game, the Jenny Jarnigan home run. That brought to you, of course, by Desiree Pettinger, Clary Real Estate. That's it for us, the Alt Feed Mill post-game show. Thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick and to Ryan Kelly for producing today. 15-0 Reds win. They go to 5-1 on the year. Broncos with the loss are 0-6. Tuesday we'll be with you again on Preps Radio, a big one. I think when you see the rankings on Monday, you'll see it's number one Eaton and number two University from Eaton. Next Tuesday should be a good one on the radio for you. Again, I'm Clark Johnson. Thanks for jumping in with us today. Final score once again. It was the Eaton Reds 15, the Platte Valley Broncos nothing. You heard it right here on 1310 KFK. This is Preps Radio.